Texas now has a border czar, a school district has dumped its controversial sex ed materials, and lawmakers are calling on school districts to abandon the Texas Association of School Boards. This is Wednesday, February 1st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Governor Greg Abbott has named the state's first border czar and tasks him with getting illegal immigration under control. We'll find out what that involves coming up. But first, a group of Texas lawmakers are urging school districts across the state to leave the Texas Association of School Boards. Lawmakers are drawing attention to TASB's recent legal guidance pushing public schools into allowing gender-confused students to use the restroom of the opposite sex, even if other students and parents raise concerns. TASB is a statewide lobbying group that's nonetheless funded with tax dollars. Among other things, the lawmakers are condemning TASB for taking more than a year to leave the National School Board Association after that group compared concerned parents to domestic terrorists. Following backlash from parents and concerned citizens, the Fort Worth Independent School District is dropping a proposed sex education course that promotes radical gender theory. Last year, the district used nearly $2.6 million in taxpayer cash to purchase sex ed curricula from the California-based vendor HealthSmart. Parents raised concerns that the curriculum featured inappropriate content and simply didn't align with Texas's education standards. For example, instead of using the biologically correct terms of male and female, the materials refer to a body with a penis and a body with a vagina. Critics also charge the curriculum authors of normalizing sexually transmitted infections and presenting responsible sex as an alternative to abstinence. A public school teacher and a youth pastor were among 46 men arrested in a multi-agency prostitution sting conducted earlier this month in North Texas. They were arrested on January 12th and 13th at hotels in Frisco and Southlake after responding to online ads for sex posted by law enforcement. The sting operation was organized by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and nearly a dozen North Texas law enforcement agencies in an effort to fight human trafficking. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Each day on the Salcedo Storm podcast, I talk about the issues that matter to Latinos and all Americans. No fluff, no pulling punches, and no eschewing the truth for the sake of feelings. Real talk about the real issues Latinos and Americans care about. The Salcedo Storm podcast. I hope you'll join me weekdays wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing this week's series into the corruption and cronyism that lingers just underneath Texas's economic development programs, Kirsten Stanshue explores the sweetheart deals school boards are making. Texas Scorecard's investigative team has revealed the types of businesses benefiting from these deals, including a foreign-owned company, a vaccine manufacturer, and an entity that does business with the Chinese Communist Party. It might not surprise you to learn that none of these deals are available to small business owners in the community, only major corporations with the ability to do favors for the politicians and bureaucrats. Former Border Patrol agent Mike Banks has been appointed as Texas's first ever border czar by Governor Greg Abbott. According to the governor's office, border czar Banks will report directly to Abbott and ensure border security strategies are being fully executed. In practice, that means Banks will be coordinating the actions of the Texas Military Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other state and local agencies, as well as working with affected landowners. The appointment was applauded by the activist group Texans for Strong Borders, but they reiterated their call for the governor to declare an invasion and use his constitutional authority to repel those entering the country illegally. So far, though, Governor Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton have refused to acknowledge that power. As illegal border crossings continue to soar, 43 counties have already declared an invasion, calling on the state to take additional measures because they say the federal government has failed to protect Texans. Check out this story and the others, as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Katie Drollinger, Daryl Frost, Sydney Henry, and Kirsten Stanshew. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.